Hello, and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a podcast and blog where I review all types of movies and novels. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for another movie review today. Now, if you saw or listened to my last episode, I said I would post both my Barbie reviews and my Insidious franchise review soon, and I'm recording this literally right after I recorded the Oppenheimer, so future Maya knows whether that happened or not, but current Maya does not, so we're just going to be going off the assumption that I kept to the schedule I made for myself. So I'm just going to honestly get right into it. There's not really a lot to talk about right now. But today I am reviewing Barbie, directed by Greta Gerwig. Now, the premise of Barbie is she's everything, he's just Ken. Barbie and Ken are having the time of their lives in the colorful and seemingly perfect world of Barbieland. However, when they get a chance to go to the real world, they soon discover the joys and perils of living among humans. Barbie was directed by Greta Gerwig and came out on July 21st, 2023. It is produced by Mattel and had a budget of $128 to $145 million. I couldn't find an exact number, but you know. And when I had found details on this a couple weeks ago, box office was as high as $1.76 billion, which is insane. I'm pretty sure it is the highest grossing female directed movie or something like that, which is insane. And I think Greta Gerwig, the films that I've seen by her, I have absolutely loved. So, I had high expectations for this. I was so looking forward to this. I dressed up to go see this movie. I mean, as did so many other people. And this movie is surprisingly PG-13. I was expecting it to be PG, and then when I went in, I was like, oh. The movie is 114 minutes long, and it is labeled as a fantasy, adventure, and comedy. The average rating on Letterboxd is 4.1 out of 5 stars. My personal rating is 5 out of 5 stars. I will get into this. I love this movie with all of my heart. I mean, I think it is one of my favorite movies, genuinely, and I will go into more of why that is later. But just for now, I just want to say, such a great movie. I mean, it's insane, honestly. The cast has many notable actors, such as Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, America Ferrera, Kate McKinnon, Will Ferrell, Michael Cera. And then there's so many others, too, that I'm just not even going to try and go through all of them. But just so many well-known and amazing actors and actresses. And like I said with Oppenheimer, sometimes I worry when there is a cast full of so many well-known actresses and actors, because I feel like sometimes those movies just fall flat for me because it doesn't feel like there was as much effort put into the writing or the story or stuff like that, just because they're banking on, you know, there being so many well-known names connected to said TV show or movie, right? But this movie was so good. I mean, let's just get into it. And I didn't do this for Oppenheimer, but I'm going to go a little bit more into the movie itself, specific scenes and stuff like that, just because even though I loved Oppenheimer, this movie was just so relatable for me, and so I felt seen by this movie, and so I feel more comfortable delving into this movie itself, just because I'm not a huge history buff, so I didn't want to dive into Oppenheimer and then get stuff wrong and have people yell at me, but this movie, I feel confident doing that with. So we're going to dive into this movie and some specific scenes because I feel like it's such, I mean, there are such important messages and themes in this movie that I feel I need to discuss just so I can get it off my chest. But I mean, such a good movie. So let's just get right into it. The movie starts off very fun, right? And it does stay fun throughout the movie as well. But, you know, slowly you get more serious topics mixed in there. Obviously, Margot Robbie plays Barbie. She plays stereotypical Barbie. And there's tons of other Barbies in Barbie Land and all these Kens too, right? And first off, cinematography, gorgeous. The aesthetic of this movie is so stunning, and I mean the set is fantastic, especially Barbie Land. I want to know how they made it. I'm sure I could find out how, but it is so stunning and breathtaking, and I just was in awe, honestly. I mean, even the soundtrack too, it's fun, and then there's other parts that are so just, they just hit you hard. But basically, Barbie's life, right, is fine. Everything's going all right. They have this gorgeous party. I mean, the choreography is so much fun. I'm sure plenty of people have seen on TikTok all the people trying to recreate it. And I love how much of a community has surrounded around the Barbie movie. After this party that they have, right, it starts getting a little more serious. I mean, like, Barbie, girlie's thinking about death. I mean, and so she goes to Kate McKinnon's character, Weird Barbie, and, you know, she's sent to the real world, and Ken follows her to the real world to try and figure out what's going on, like, why is she feeling all these things that she's never felt before. And she goes to the real world and she gets confronted with the reality of the real world because the Barbies all think, you know, everything has been solved in the real world in terms of feminism and equal rights and stuff like that. I mean, and that's one thing too I want to say really quick is I think this movie does a good job of making the issues that women especially deal with in real life consumable and understandable for people who have not really thought about that before, and especially for kids who, you know, aren't necessarily aware of that. It's still an enjoyable movie, but also tackles such important topics, and I think that it does that so well, and I think that's why I love this movie so much, because it is so real. I mean, it is so realistic, and it hits hard because it's so heavy in a way, but also such a fun movie that you can watch it and enjoy it while also hearing about these important topics and hearing them discussed and hearing how they affect people in real life. And I think that's so important, especially for young girls to see growing up, right? To know, like, you're allowed to be yourself and have feelings and have fun and just enjoy life. Like, you don't need to be whatever society wants you to be. And I feel like so many people need to hear that you can just be who you are. And I think this movie is just so great at conveying that, even to young people who are watching the movie. And I think it's so great because it's fun and important, and I love it. So, but, you know, Barbie goes to the real world. She sees all these memories of America Ferrera's character and her daughter, played by, I'm pretty sure, Ariana Greenblatt. If I pronounce people's names wrong, that's my fault, but I'm sorry, okay? And she's struck by the emotions that she's not used to. And meanwhile, though, Barbie is, you know, seeing all these new perspectives and getting to know the real world, Ken is becoming acquainted with the patriarchy and what that means, and he's loving it. And it's, I mean, Ryan Gosling in this movie, I know a lot of people doubted him when it was announced that he would be playing Ken in this movie, but I think he did such a good job. And I mean, I love Ryan Gosling as an actor. I think he's great. And he did such a good job. And I'll get more into that later when we get to his little song. Because I think that's honestly such a fun part of the movie. So we'll get into that. But they're both discovering these very different viewpoints of the world and the people in it. And Ken goes back to Barbie Land while Barbie is trying to escape Mattel and Will Ferrell. Can you imagine if I was pronouncing, am I pronouncing his last name wrong? If it's like Pharrell and I'm saying Ferrell. Oh, well. It's not like he's listening to this podcast. It's okay. He's not going to know. It's fine. And so, I mean, they're both going through very different things, which I think, again, parallels the real world and how men and women just view the world so differently. And, you know, like I said, what even though it's dealing with such important and real topics, there's still that level of comedy. There's still that undertone. And so I think it makes it an enjoyable movie while also, you know, dealing with these topics. Because if it was just Barbie dealing with all the depressing aspects of the world, it would be a pretty sad movie, okay? Like, there would not be a lot for me to laugh at, except for the depression Barbie joke later on, but, you know. And so, Barbie takes, I should probably know their names, America Ferrera's character and her daughter back to Barbie Land, where now Ken has taken over and installed the patriarchy. Okay, she takes Gloria and Sasha. There we go. Names. Boom. And Barbie's just struck by the betrayal that Ken has committed. I mean, he has literally overtaken Barbie Land, basically brainwashed all the Barbies into just letting the patriarchy thrive in Barbie Land. And so it's not great, right? He has his, what is it, his Mojo Dojo Casa House or something like that. Kind of iconic now, but, like, at the time I was like, bro, come on. So, the most informal podcast ever, I'm just chilling. But Barbie, right, there's this great monologue that America Ferrera delivers in this movie, and I think I was, like, actually crying. I've seen this movie twice. I went and saw it, you know, opening July 21st with two of my friends, and then I saw it again with my sister and her friend a couple weeks later, and both times I was crying. I mean, because it is so, I feel like the feelings that America Ferrera's character expresses are so, I feel like every woman has experienced them at least once in their life, but I feel like it's very rarely expressed, especially in media, and especially not in the way that it's expressed in this film, where it is just so impactful and so honest, and I really, really appreciate that. I love how this movie doesn't sugarcoat it, because I feel like that's often done for the sake of people's comfortability. And I feel like that doesn't solve anything. It's a lazy way of being feminist and trying to incorporate these ideas into media. But this movie doesn't do that, and I really appreciate that because it is so moving. I mean, I was literally crying because it really dives into how women are viewed in society and how it is so difficult to cope with that on a daily basis, and just how that affects every single person's life. I mean, even men are affected by the patriarchy. It is not, this movie goes into that as well, how Ken is unhappy because he feels like he needs to have Barbie, and because that's what he's been told, right? So it's just, I feel like this movie deals so well with these topics in such a, and not sugarcoating it either, but in a way that allows you to really grasp the idea of what the characters are saying and what this movie is trying to tell you. And the monologue I'm speaking about specifically, I don't know if there's clips online yet, but when this movie comes out on streaming, or, you know, if you can still see it in theaters, this monologue is so impactful, and I was literally sobbing, like, in the movie theater, because I just feel like it's never really expressed in media, and it is so important to see that represented in media, so I really, really appreciated it. Barbie and Gloria and Sasha, and the one Barbie that got unbrainwashed by this whole monologue, go about bringing the rest of the Barbies back to reality, and having them see that the patriarchy doesn't serve them, all it does is oppress them and makes them less than all the Kens, right? And so that all goes about, and then we have this great scene with Ryan Gosling and the rest of the Kens singing Push, literally all of them at the same time. And I don't know if you've ever had the guitar played at you, but it's not great. You know, so I love that they put that in this movie, because it's just those little niche things that, like, no one ever talks about, but I feel like so many people have experienced, and even if it's not, you know, that serious, like this, like, you know, a guy just playing guitar at you isn't a huge deal. It's annoying, but it's not, like, the end of the world, right? I just think it's so funny, and it just adds so much humor. Yet while still going with that theme of what women deal with, and it adds so much, and I love this scene and so many scenes in this movie. I mean, everything about it. I love this movie, honestly. But then we have the Ken War, and I'm Just Ken, the song that Ryan Gosling sings, and I love the vibes that I get from, I mean, it's kind of like, it reminded me oddly of Teen Beach Movie mixed with Grease, mixed with Footloose, and I love it. I have actually been, I have been listening to the soundtrack, just like I've been listening to Oppenheimer's soundtrack, right? And I'm Just Ken is kind of a bop. We all underestimated Ryan Gosling, I feel, because he did so well in this role, and especially with this song and this scene. I mean, just the choreography as well, it really adds to, I love it. Like, I don't know what else to say. I just love this movie, and I love this scene. It is such a vibe. It makes me want to dance. So it is just, it's so good. And I'm anticipating this movie coming out on streaming platforms, because I want to watch this movie over and over again. So, and then we go back to a little more serious topics, right? Where Barbie is trying to make Ken realize that, you know, he is able to just be himself. He doesn't need a woman on his arm. He doesn't need all these things that society tells him he needs. And, you know, that's where the movie also dives into how the patriarchy affects men and how it serves none of us well, okay? Like, it doesn't do any good. It actively destroys so many things, and this movie dives into that so well, and I love how it does it, because like I said, it doesn't sugarcoat it, but it's still presented in a way that is consumable and fun, and so you're able to watch this and enjoy the movie while also grasping these ideas. And I think that's so great, especially for people who have never really considered these things before, or just not realized it, you know. So I think that's great. And then we end with such, I mean, it's not the ending, but one of the ending scenes is so, I mean, it's heartbreaking, but like in a good way. I don't really know how to describe it because it is so, I mean, I was literally crying. My sister was crying. Her friend was crying because it is so emotional and impactful. They show various clips of young girls or older women just all living life. And I think it's such a beautiful scene, but also so, it's so sad and then so uplifting at the same time. I mean, it is very overwhelming, but in a good way. And I just, I mean, I loved that scene because, and Billie Eilish's song in the background too, it is so beautiful and emotional, and I can't even find words to describe how it makes me feel, because it is, I can't, like, it is such a beautiful movie and so powerful and so impactful and so important too. And so I highly, highly recommend that you watch this movie, even if you're like, Barbie, okay, like, I don't want to see that, whatever. I think just, even if you don't enjoy the movie, right, if you're not one to like silly movies or whatever, even if you don't enjoy movies like that, I think it's worthwhile watching just because of how impactful it is. And just to say that you saw it, honestly, because I truly believe that this and Oppenheimer are bringing back the excitement that comes with cinema and movie theaters. And I think that's great to have just a community of people that love movies. And I don't know, I really, really enjoyed this movie. So that is the end of my review of Barbie, directed by Greta Gerwig. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, TikTok, and BookSirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews, ML Grimley on Instagram, and Maya's Reviews on Facebook. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, maybe even just reach out to me, you can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me. That way you can have information that I need, and it just makes the whole process so much easier for me, so I appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, and if you can, go see Barbie. It is such a good and powerful movie, and I love it. So just go see it. It's so worthwhile.